This past holiday season, millions of people bought video games, iPads, and other high-tech gadgets, but many are still playing with a toy that's been around for more than 30 years, the Rubik's Cube, the puzzle that challenges players to align a single color on each side, first went on the market in 1980. As Brenna Angel of member station WUKY reports, a new generation of players is pushing the limits of the Rubik's Cube using modern technology.
When Lucas Etter's grandparents bought him a Rubik's Cube while he was visiting their retirement home, it was mainly to pass the time. The puzzle can take a long time to figure out. Fast forward 2 years, and that pastime is now an obsession.
This is my one-handed cube. This is the 2x2 cube.
10-year-old Lucas is a speed cuber. He uses memorized sequences or algorithms to solve the 3D puzzle in a matter of seconds. Shortly after getting his first cube, Lucas turned to internet videos like this one to find the best method.
To begin with, step one, first find the yellow sensor on the Rubik's Cube. What you want to try to do is you want to try to...
YouTube has a lot of random stuff, but it does have good stuff, too.
Lucas is getting pretty fast. At a competition in November, he reached a new personal best for solving the cube, 12 seconds.
I want to get the world record.
So do you know who holds the world record?
Yes, it's a teenager in Australia named Felix Zemdegs.
Yes!
At last year's Melbourne Winter Open, Felix Zemdegs solved the cube in just 5.66 seconds. Video of his triumph was posted to YouTube.
I look at these kids and it's quite incredible what they do.
That's Tyson Mao, co-founder of the World Cube Association, which organizes speed cubing competitions. Mao believes anyone, regardless of age or intelligence, can learn to solve the cube. And with the growth of competitions and web videos, the Rubik's Cube is still a cool, inexpensive toy to play with.
I think YouTube is probably one of the biggest pieces in terms of the spread of the Rubik's Cube. It's really allowed the globalization of the Rubik's Cube, and it's really made it accessible to everyone.
The resurgence of cubing has led to the development of an educational program for teachers and knockoffs from China that actually move faster in competition than the original Rubik's Cube. Lucas is pushing himself to get as fast as he can, practicing 2 hours a day. And he's using another piece of technology to shave seconds off his time, an app on his iPod that generates scrambles for his cube. For NPR News, I'm Brenna Angel in Lexington, Kentucky.